I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I had quite the adventure. The Historic South Initiative was nominated for the program. It's an organization that focuses on the rehabilitation of houses, primary and adult education, and job and employment opportunities for the neighborhood of the Old South End, located in South Toledo. I thought it'd be fun to conduct the interview just outside of one of the houses they're currently rehabbing. So Chris Amato, the president of the Historic South Initiative, met me outside of my car just as I arrived. And then he kind of disappeared. Okay, so I think I'm going to be chatting with some
Did
of
Chris
you guys,
give you the background on this whole thing?
Not yet, no.
All right, well, I'll give you some of the background.
Okay, that's not Chris. That's Bob Welly. He's the real estate manager for South Initiative. He showed me the house that they're currently working on, but also some of the houses down the street.
This is a house that had been owned by the Land Bank. Land Bank took it over for non-payment of taxes. It was in terrible shape.
And that's how the initiative is able to get their hands on these houses. They can't just work on any house that needs repair. They have to get permission first from the city or the land bank. And they don't always do full renovations. Bob showed me houses where they fixed up the roof or just added a new fence or porch. But the one I'm currently standing outside of was a full renovation. And as I'm just about to go inside, Chris magically reappears, taps on the top of the mic a few times, and then disappears again. All right.
You want to see the inside of the house at all?
Oh, can we? Can we go in? Yeah. And then I'll come back, Chris.
It is open.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Oh, this was such a mess. So, I mean, everything in here is new. All the windows are new, all the plumbing, electricity.
Bob shows off the house to me like a proud renovator. There's the bottom floor, the top floor, the porch, and the backyard. And as I exit the backyard, I somehow manage to catch Chris again and finally get our interview. As you can tell, Chris has a fun, almost childlike energy to him. He begins our interview by singing La Marseillaise to me. And then, once we get talking about the Historic South Initiative, you can tell his demeanor changes. The organization means a lot to him.
We started the Historic South Initiative 4 years ago, October 1st, and the paradigm for the Historic South Initiative came out of Atlanta, Georgia, East Lake. Today, the overall project is called Purpose-Built Communities, and they've taken that paradigm to many cities throughout the country, Indianapolis, Warren Buffett's daughter's doing it in Omaha, etc. And basically, there's three foundational points: housing, education, and community organizations. We've added workforce development because we feel that's very important if you're really going to revitalize a whole neighborhood like the Old South End.
Revitalizing a whole neighborhood takes time. And although the initiative was only created 4 years ago, they've already seen a change in the neighborhood, one they felt would not have been initiated if they had not taken charge.
We chose the Old South End because basically nobody else was working in this neighborhood. And to a certain degree, the city of Toledo had abandoned this neighborhood. So we wanted to bring focus to it, but we didn't want to compete with some other organization that was working in the North End or on the East Side or in another neighborhood. And also we felt that if we could do it in this neighborhood, we can do it anywhere in the city of Toledo. So we need to prove that out over time. And so far, I'd say we're ahead of schedule, even though we're 4 years old. And it's a tribute to a lot of people collaborating, and we're glad to be a catalyst, but we realize that we're working with the other organizations that are in this neighborhood.
Organizations like contractors or cement masons or even St. John's High School. Actually, one of the volunteers today is a father of a St. John's student, and he's currently landscaping the front yard.
You know, I think it's an opportunity to give lift to the community. I think what Chris and Bob are doing is pretty inspiring. And so in some small way, we help that effort. And I think you start to see it and feel it in the neighborhood when other people, everybody I think feels empowered. And so it's great to see the neighborhood, you know, rising up.
And that's the real mission of the Historic South Initiative: to create a sense of community with the community.
which helps everyone. The average house here is $10,000 to $20,000. The very first house we sold for $46,000. So we immediately helped raise the fair market value in this neighborhood. So the synergies that are happening, contractors are applauding the effort, the neighbors, you see other neighbors now taking care of their lawns, planting flowers, painting their houses on their own. So we're just trying to be the catalyst to make this neighborhood a vibrant area again in the city of Toledo. And if our neighborhoods like the Old South End aren't thriving, it's pretty hard for the whole city of Toledo to thrive.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.